Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Congress is moving to end the government shutdown. Today, Senate Democrats dropped their objections to a temporary funding bill, and it passed easily. The House is also then expected to vote on and pass the funding bill. One of the many yes votes for the budget compromise and end to the government shutdown for now is Sherry Bustos. The Democratic Congresswoman from East Moline and Illinois' 17th District says a three-week extension will allow more time for negotiations in Washington and keep the government open.
You know, right now what's happening is the government's closed. We are trying to negotiate as the government's closed, and that's just no good. So this buys us a little extra time. The government will reopen, and let's hope that we stop this nonsense of having a two-week budget or a month-long budget.
Bustos hopes the House and Senate can finally agree on a long-term budget that includes immigration reform, adequate funding for the military, and supporting the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP. The city of Davenport hopes its casino will attract new development to Elmore Corners. A public meeting will be held tonight to discuss a master design plan for the area around the Rhythm City Casino. Elmore Corners refers to the intersection of Elmore Avenue and Veterans Memorial Parkway. The plan sets architectural and design standards for the area, and Davenport Senior Planning Manager Matt Flynn says it will ensure predictability and attractive quality for developers.
This is not going to be something that developers will be required to follow lockstep, but really provide, you know, some examples of how a coordinated development could occur up in the area. And the one thing that would be regulatory in nature would be adopting design standards that would be integrated within the city's zoning ordinance.
The meeting on Elmore Corners will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Eastern Avenue branch of the Davenport Public Library. TED Talks is coming to the Quad Cities. As Benjamin Payne reports, the popular live lecture series will make its way to the Figge Art Museum in Davenport in March.
If you've ever watched a TED Talk on the internet, you know what comes after this sound. What comes next is a lecture, sometimes meant to inspire, sometimes meant to entertain, but usually meant to go viral on the internet. Some of these talks that end up going viral come from the main TED event in Vancouver, Canada. But many of the speeches come from smaller satellite conferences all around the globe, what are known as TEDx events. Now, some Quad Citians have taken it upon themselves to organize a Davenport TEDx at the Figge Art Museum. Among those scheduled to talk, a therapist who focuses on healthy posture, an engineer who designs technology for people with disabilities, and a biochemist who works to advance STEM education. Anyone who wants to attend the conference must request an invitation online at tedxdavenport.com. But there's only room for 100 people. It's scheduled for March 7th. I'm Benjamin Payne.
The search has started for the next president of Carl Sandburg College. Last week in Galesburg, trustees approved hiring a consultant to help replace Lori Sundberg, who will resign in June to become president of Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids. The Board of Trustees hopes by early April to have 3 to 4 finalists who will be brought to campus for interviews and public forums, and it hopes to make a final decision by late May. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.